Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I still believe, dog. I don't need all the excuses, though, but I believe in you. I just, you know.
Brush those excuses away.
They sound like excuses to me. I'm just saying. They sound like excuses.
Brush them away. A big game five tonight. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas still believes the Sixers are going to come back. I wish I had the faith. I said by the end of the show maybe I would. Haven't been fully convinced yet. I need you guys to do a better job to convince me to have some faith tonight. Kyle has none. I'm looking at Joel Embiid's stats in these elimination games. I got to turn this piece of paper around because it's not making me feel better. 215-592-9494. Of course, your take as well on the Eagles, Cowboys, NFC East. Should the Eagles be the favorite? They are not right now over at FanDuel. It's even both sides. We'll get your third clue for Hugh's clues. And 1 hour, a little over an hour from now, A.J. Brown set to speak at the NovaCare Complex as he has officially signed his new deal, which I believe ties him to the Eagles longer than anybody else on the roster. I think I saw when you add the years he had left to the extension, he's here through the 2029 season. So A.J. Brown, after a weird offseason to where conversation became rumors, became social media nonsense, he's here. He's not going anywhere. Obviously, he got paid, and he's a tremendous player. So A.J. Brown speaks at 1:15 today. 215-592-9494. It's tonight's about, do we have the faith? I mean, when they tip this thing off tonight in Madison Square Garden, the season is on the line, and really, this, of all the first and second round failures of the Sixers the last 6 or 7 years, this one will hurt the most because, I mean, not the most, the Kawhi shot hurt the most, but this one will be the most disappointing, I would say, because they were favored. We convinced ourselves that the time off for Joel Embiid was actually going to be a good thing and he'd be healthy and all that kind of stuff in the postseason. And we really, as a city, I think we overlooked the Knicks. I mean, we did. We talked about them as if they're not that good. We're really favored.
No, we still should have. Like, that set, game number two, we should have won that.
But they didn't.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I still have faith, because that was a weird game. The way that game ended was weird. That was weird. And the other night, I would say that, you know, the way that game went was a little weird, too. I mean, Joel Embiid has been fighting through a lot. There's no question about that. He's been fighting through a lot, and he does need his supporting cast to step up.
Yeah, you know what else would help tonight? Some rebounding.
Yeah, rebound. Like that's the part where that kind of stuck out to me. There are two things that stuck out in that last game to me. The rebounding towards the end, that was atrocious, and the shot that he decided not to take, that, you know, who knows what could have happened. You know, maybe we'd have lost by 2 points or 1 point at that point. I don't know. But you'd have been a little bit closer than you were if you make that shot. And he didn't take that shot. He went in for the layup, and he missed it. That bothers me a little bit.
Bottom line is he's got to be better in the fourth quarter. I recognize that he's had one gigantic game, the 50-point game in Game 3. He was brilliant. But in the fourth quarter in this series, in 4 games, he's made 3 shots. He has 2 rebounds. Imagine if we just take the 4 fourth quarters and they were 1 game. People would be losing their minds. That's the equivalent of a full game where he's made 3 total shots and has 2 rebounds. He's got to be better down the stretch. I anticipate a close game. He's got to be better. Do you have faith in Joel tonight? Can we quickly hear the rebounding situation from Joel? So Joel asked the other night by KYW's Dave Uram about the rebounding.
That dang Uram, always asking those
questions. He's always in there. Well, I mean, I obviously, Howard's not Insider of the Year anymore. He doesn't want to be, so I can't give him credit for, you know, his questions. I got to give credit to people who are in the running still. So Dave Uram asked the question, why? Why have the Knicks rebounded so much better than the Sixers? And Joel gives a couple reasons here. Here it was.
I think part of it is, you know, they got obviously the best player that they trust, and they're okay with it, you know, taking 40 shots a game. And I think most of the time when you're in rotation or when you're trying to load up to make sure that he doesn't get easy shots, that kind of gives him a lot of open lanes to just attack the offensive glass. And it almost seems like they just know he's going to shoot it. So they're just getting ready to offensive rebound, and then if you're in the gap, and by the time you turn around, your man is already past you, and then now you're left with a 3-on-2. But I don't even think that was the issue tonight. I think we had a lot of bad bounces. You know, you look at the game, every single shot, it just felt like you just kept falling in their hands. You know, sometimes you can do the best job possible to try to box out, but, you know, if the ball doesn't pass your way, there's nothing you can do about it.
Just some bounces going the Knicks way in this series on the board. Just some bounces.
You know what? You know what's funny? You know what's funny about that explanation? Is he's probably right. But that's a lot. Like, he answered that question to Dave Uram. Like, Dave really wanted that answer. Like, he wanted a clinical, logical reason why, you know, they're not getting rebounds. Instead of just saying, hey, man, I need to be better.
Can I give you my take on this nonsense from Joel yesterday? Okay. I obviously some bouncers are going to go the wrong way on a rebound. Yeah, that happens.
That's
okay?
A lot of explaining, though, Joe.
The best rebounder in this series has been Josh Hart. He's 6'4".
Yeah.
Joel Embiid's 7'2". Okay. That gap does not make any sense to me. And the part he said about, well, Brunson shoots all their shots, or, you know, a lot of their shots, so the other guys could crash the board's offensive rebound. In game one, Brunson had 26 field goal attempts. The leading shooter on the Sixers had 26 field goal attempts. The Knicks had 23 offensive rebounds. The Sixers had 9. So, like, what are you talking about? Both players on one team and the other shot the same amount of shots, and one team had 23 offensive rebounds, their team had 9. They just want it more. I mean, that's got to change tonight with Joel, with everybody else. And I will say, yeah, the other guys too. Yes, Tobias, who we've just decided.
Crumble cookie.
Yeah, we've just decided, you know, as you would say, Hugh, consistent.
He's consistently going to give you 8 to 10 points.
Congratulations,
he's
Tobias
been that
Harris.
This whole playoff series. So I just think it's kind of foolish at this point to expect anything else more from you.
I remember we had a moment in our show on the Monday of the Eagles playoff game where we said, you know, tonight could be it, right, for Jason Kelsey, for Fletcher mm-hmm. Cox. That ended up being correct. Unfortunately, they lost, and then those guys retired. Is anyone prepared to say what I'm or hear what I'm about to say?
What you about to say, Joe?
You know what tonight could be, right?
Joel Embiid's last game.
Not Joel. Well, I mean, that could be, but could be Tobias Harris's last game as a Sixer.
Oh, no, that's definitely going to be – that definitely is probably going to be – that's what they call a truism.
You know, they call that a silver lining if things go wrong tonight.
They call it a big relief. Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Like, my God.
I can't believe the entire contract played out. It feels like a sick prank on us by the Sixers. We're going to sign Tobias to a 5-year deal. You're going to watch every game of it for 5 years. Deal with it, Philadelphia.
You're going to like it.
No, I'm not going to like it. Tom's in Abington. What's up, Tom?
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Hey,
what's
Tom.
What's up, Tom?
I hear you, Doug.
I knew it was coming.
How
What's up,
you?
Tom? How you doing, man?
Hey, real quick, you know, how many gummies do I have to eat to have the same hope as you?
You know what, Tom? I haven't had any gummies lately. I just woke up. I've been using this lavender oil that gets on cow's nerves. It's very, very calming.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
Well, Joe, I'm going to give you you got the Dac and Bead excuse mm-hmm. tango card there?
Yep, I got one.
I'm going to give you one that's not on there.
Oh,
okay?
What do you have? A new one.
And then, yeah, a new one. I'm going to explain it, too. Two words for you. Process karma. Okay? So if you think to the beginning of this mess, what are we looking at? Sam Hinkie, Markelle Fultz, Ben Simmons, Babs Bottini and Bernardine, the Colangelos, Brett Brown, coughing and sneezing, Doc Rivers, treasuring, Joey Uber with his quote-unquote accidents. Tobias, Jimmy Buckets, crappy role players, Daryl Morey, the beard. Now we have, all right, coming into this, I'm told we get one of the best coaches in the NBA, and he's crapping the bed. And then we have Dak Embiid. And I'm told that he is the healthiest he's ever been going into the playoffs. Now he's got a leg, a migraine, and Bell's palsy. This is the process karma coming back and biting us in the ass.
You know, as crazy as it sounds, Tom, I think you're right on this. I think there's something to the basketball god said, this was the wrong way to do this. We're going to bite you with every... I mean, when you factor in the burner stuff, the burner accounts, it really hits home. I mean, we've had every little thing that's turned into a big thing that could have happened here. It's unbelievable.
And the sad part is, Joe, that's just scratching the surface. I'm sure I'm leaving a bunch of stuff out.
Well, they drafted Markelle Fultz. He forgot how to shoot in 6 months. He shot
it's
threes in college.
Thoracic outlet syndrome. I forgot to put that in there.
I remember doing my night show, and someone called in and said they just saw Markelle Fultz in a gym somewhere in South Jersey, and he couldn't make a shot. And I thought they were joking. They weren't. It was him.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, and you know what's going to happen. They're going to win tonight just to prolong our agony. I just hope they just pack it in like they did last year so we can move on and celebrate the Phillies and Howie Roseman and his A++++ draft.
It would be easier that way. Tom, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. Who are we talking about today?
Whew, a little out of breath after that one. I would go George Clooney.
That's a good one.
I like that. Big
Didn't
name.
Did he have a show?
He had a very popular show.
What was it?
ER.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. I've heard of that one.
All right, Kyle.
Good one, fellas.
You got it, Tom. We appreciate it.
Obviously a lot more popular.
He was a comedian?
No, he wasn't a comedian.
Huh.
He had a show. He was obviously an actor. So what do we think of that? The Tom with the process karma. I mean, it does feel like there's a lot of that that's gone on.
Yeah, and I think honestly, that's why a lot of people have a lot of fatigue about this, all of this, because of what they thought they were getting and how it's turned out over the last couple of seasons. Now, listen, I understand everything that Joel Embiid says, that's his truth. You know, when he talks about, you know, dealing with all the injuries that he's had and the fan base and all this other stuff. But I just feel that you save yourself a lot of grief by allowing other people to have that conversation mm-hmm. for you instead of you having it, because it sounds like you're whining. It sounds like you're complaining. You know, and you can't do that. Like, because here's the reality of all of this that we do. Joel Embiid makes a lot of money. And a lot of fans, when they see the type of money that you make, whether it's fair or not, they feel like nothing should bother you. That's the reality of being a professional athlete. They feel like you have transcended, like, real life situations. They just do. And a lot of people, it might not be fair. But that's how most people look at it, and you have to realize that. So when you go out there and you start talking about you got a boo-boo on your finger or you got a headache or whatever it is you're dealing with, ain't nobody trying to hear all that, man. Show me the baby.
Yeah, I think, look, Joel's has a migraine this morning, missed shoot around.
Show me the baby.
That's I'm sure he does. I'm sure it's frustrating. Migraines stink. I get them sometimes. But it's like, what is people's reaction when they hear that? They roll their
eyes. I mean, come on.
And I think that's it. I mean, that's – okay, and here we go again. I mean, just add it to the list here. Let's go to who we got, Marcus in North Philly. What's up, Marcus?
What's going on, fellas? I'm tired of the Joel's hate. And you said you are a former professional athlete, and you didn't use excuses. Joel hasn't used his injuries or Bell's palsy or anything as an excuse. Joel he's explaining in depth what the reporter asked him, and you're saying that he's making an excuse. No, he's giving an answer.
No,
if he wouldn't have given
wait a minute,
an answer,
Marcus,
it would have been a whole other thing.
Marcus, now, like, I'm most people, and I said this when I said it, most people, when they watch basketball, when he gave, and I said he did a great job of breaking it down. Ain't nobody trying to hear that, though, dog.
Also, Marcus,
don't nobody want to hear that.
Marcus, before you go on, it's nonsense what he said. Like, I tried to explain it. It's baloney. He said that Brunson shoots almost all their shots, so they have more opportunities for rebounds because the other guys know they can crash the glass. In game one, Brunson shot the ball 26 times. And
an elite and Sixers shooter shot 26 times.
Right, and the Knicks had 23 offensive rebounds, and the Sixers had 9. So that's you're trying to tell me something that is baloney. Here, Marcus, we know the truth. It's not just Embiid. The Knicks are giving more. The Knicks are giving more effort on the offensive boards. Don't you see it,
Marcus? Want to make sure you get that guess, though, Joe?
Yeah, I want it because I think I got it. I think I got the answer to the thing. Is it hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Oh, it's a fun
guess. No, you know
guess.
What's funny? That's not the guess. But, Marcus, we'll let you get to your point, though, man. But I just – right. that's That's what I hear. You know what I mean? And I mean, that's what I hear. So, yeah, get to your point. You can get to your point.
All right. I think, first off, Joel has been the best player in this series, period, point blank. The Knicks have had the best supporting players in this series, period, point blank. I agree with everything Spike said as far as, you know, Jalen Brunson shot trash the first two games, but his team was able to lift him up and win with effort, with shot making, with open threes, everything. Joel had to do a Herculean effort for us to win game three. And he still averaging 30 points every game. He's still averaging 30-7 and I think 6 assists. Guys aren't making shots, bro. When he's off the last game, when he was off the court, he left a 12-point lead. He got back on. I think it was tied.
Yeah, he couldn't get off the court.
They eat up our lead every time. So it's like, okay, I get that he's the best player in the league and he should be able to carry the team. But he needs a breather, too. Every time he's off the court, he's coming back. He's leaving with the lead, coming back with a deficit. Or tied, or close.
Well, Marcus, I agree. Well, that's obvious, right? The on-off minutes have been not good for the Sixers. That's true. You're right about that. But this whole thing about needing a breather, like, all right, he's not fully healthy, so he, of course. But, Marcus, in the playoffs, the best players play 42 to 44 minutes a game. Like, this whole thing, he needs a breather. Nobody takes a breather in the playoffs. The best players don't come off the court.
You just left out the part that you just said. Yeah, I get he's not healthy, but there's no but. He's not healthy, and he's still giving you 38 to 40 minutes a game, Joe. These guys need to pick it up for the 6
and
to 8
he,
minutes.
And he needs
field,
and he needs
court.
To pick it up. I don't disagree, but here's what no one will acknowledge. I'm with you. Every time someone does this, I say, yes, you're right, that the other guy's got to play better. Well, you say this. He's got to play better in the fourth quarter. That's when the games are decided, and he's dragging.
If he can take a break in the third, like he does in the second, then he will be able to. But when he takes his break, he plays the whole first quarter. He comes off for like the first, I think, 6 minutes or 5 minutes of the second quarter. That's when they eat up the lead. So now he's in the coach's mind, in his mind. He has to stay on the court because if he doesn't, it's going to be a 20-point
Marcus, I get it. I get it. I understand the point.
Again, everything you're saying is valid, but it's still an excuse.
Also,
because you're the best player on the court.
Am I missing something? I understand the on-off minutes are what they are. The numbers are what they are. But my recollection of these three losses, he's not coming back in the game down 15. The way the flow of the game is, he comes back in and it's close. Right, it's within.
Yeah, but in the last game, if he'd have sat for an extended period of time,
course.
It would have definitely got out of hand.
But that's why Nurse put him back in, right?
Yeah.
So he puts him back in, and the game's within a couple of points. And then it ends up they lose because he's not doing enough down the stretch. I guess with the way I view basketball, sometimes it's different than everyone else. With great power comes great responsibility. When you're the best player, you got to carry the team. Guys, they're not winning. They're not winning a title based on their role players. They never were. They never are. Tobias Harris is a waste of time. The other guys are just here. They're taking up space. It's Joel. Joel's got to be the guy tonight. And if he plays like he did in game three, we're going to have a game six. I mean, that's it. Let's go to Joe in the Northeast. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing? You guys came up a little bit short when you had Howard Eskin was on there.
What did we miss?
Why not ask him? He throws out there that listen, I'm not, you know, the Embiid backer, but, you know, he's getting a lot of stuff thrown at him, you know, through not winning, you know, not getting past the second round. I'll elaborate about that. But Howard says he's not coachable, and he's down the other end of the bench. Well, in the series, I've seen him on the other end of the bench when the trainer's working on his left knee.
Well, that's fair.
Who told him that? Did a coach tell him that he doesn't listen? Listen, Nurse didn't control that game. When you have Precious in there, and I said that to Rob Ellis, we're treating him like he's Precious. He played 19 minutes, and he only picked up one foul. He's 4 inches shorter and 40 pounds at least less than Embiid. He should have been down on the block. Okay, and then when I didn't coach basketball, but I watched a lot of sports, and when you have a guy down in the block, when you have Brunson and Hart trying to come over and slot the ball from him, it's a lot harder for them to close out on a shooter than when you have him out on the wing. So, you know, Nurse has not coached a good series at all. And then about Harris.
What about him?
Yeah, we're waiting. We're waiting for it.
I think is that a mic drop from Joe? A little mic drop? All right, Joe. We appreciate it.
He got that.
Yeah, he's played 8 games against New York Knicks, okay? Yeah. He's of those 8 games, he's only had double figures twice. 10 points in this series, okay? Mm. During the regular season, they played him. He played an average of 28 minutes in the regular season, scoring 6.25 points and 5.5 rebounds. So what does Nurse do? He rewards him and gives him 8 more minutes in average. He's averaging 36 minutes a game now in the playoffs. And Harris thanked us. He's given us 2.25 more points, so he's up now to 8.75.
Oh, wow.
And the rebounds, 2.25 more, he's up to 7.75 rebounds. Well, I'm saying you start Paul Reed. I'll tell you what. When Reed played Embiid didn't play 3 regular season games against them. And when Paul Reed got 20-some minutes in 3 of those games, right, 2 of those games he scored 13 and 14 points. Okay? And so he'll give you at least that. You cannot expect that Harris is going to come in and give you 20. Forget about it. And then his defensive things that he's doing. Do you see Mikko Batum?
Yes.
They had him starting to play Brunson in game 2. Yes. I didn't like that. Okay, so this is what he's doing now. He starts picking Brunson up in the backcourt, okay? And he's not picking them up. He's 10 or 15
well,
feet
away. Well, because he can't. Because, Joe, he can't. Joe, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. I want to get you guessing.
Okay,
what do you got?
Well, I don't know the name of the show, and this ain't going to be him because he wasn't a comedian, but Alex Karras, he had enough problems with the betting and then being on those Detroit Lions.
Oh, yeah.
And it went nothing. But he had that little Webster. Emmanuel Sanders was his... was his co-star, remember? What was the name of that?
Married Webster.
Yeah, Webster, yeah. Yeah. What was the name of that show?
Webster,
Joe. Joe, I haven't thought of Webster in so long. Joe, that is an amazing phone call. I need to go on YouTube and watch an episode of Webster right now. When's the last time you watched Webster?
Hell, it's been a long ass time.
Kyle, do you know Webster?
I've never heard of Webster. Nope.
But I knew what he
said. You got to check out Webster.
Boy, that was a lot. That was a lot.
What, the Webster submission? Or
everything. Yeah, that was a lot. I love the call, though. Appreciate the call, Joe.
What'd you like better as a show, Webster or Different Strokes?
Different Strokes.
Different Strokes,
because, you know, as a young African-American man growing up and have some white folks want to take care of you, that live in a mansion. I'm sorry. Hey, Joe, that's pain. That was like
Gary Coleman was unbelievable.
What you talking about, Willis?
Different Strokes.
Man. Oh man, no.
See, now Different Strokes, a popular show. I've heard of that one.
You don't know Webster?
No.
Webster.
You remember Facts of Life?
Yes, I've heard of Facts of Life. Yep.
Facts of Life. Like, it used to be a run. It was like, give me a break, Facts of Life. What was it? What we just said, the Different Strokes. Like, all of them used to run, like, back-to-back, like, back in the day. Yeah.
You ever see what happened to the whole cast of Different Strokes?
Yeah, they ain't doing so well.
Things didn't go
great. You know what? When I was in Jacksonville, I saw Ty Bridges. Ty Bridges was in Jacksonville.
Walking down the street?
He was an Eagles fan. No, we were staying in the same hotel. He was an Eagles fan.
How about that?
Yeah, and he was like, Hugh Douglas, Philadelphia Eagles. I was like, Ty Bridges.
You know, every day on this show, there's like someone else comes up that if you asked me before the show, I'd give you $1 million if Todd Bridges comes up today.
I met Todd Bridges, man, and it was just like, wow, he was in Jacksonville just chilling, like for real.
How about that? All right, 215-592-9494. We'll come back at your phone calls here. We got to give you a third clue for Hughes Clues. We got to give this away. All right, a big clue coming up for Hughes Clues. Your calls on the Sixers and Embiid. Do you have faith tonight they can extend this series? Of course, the Eagles not favored in the NFC East. That caught our attention. It's even. Cowboys-Eagles even. Post-draft NFC East odds over at FanDuel. And we'll hit on the Phillies, who lost a tough one last night out in L.A. against Mike Trout and the Angels. And they have an issue they got to figure out, and that's in this bullpen with one guy in particular. We'll talk about it next. 215-592-9494. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Dingers, blasts, moonshots, whatever you call them. Everyone loves home runs. And with FanDuel's Dinger Tuesdays, That's right. Today's a Dinger Tuesday. You can love them even more. That's right. Dinger Tuesdays are back for another season on America's number one sportsbook. Just bet on a player to homer, and FanDuel will give you $5 in bonus bets for every home run hit during that game, as if you need another reason to love the long ball. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get in all the Dinger Tuesday action. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. By the way, Bryce Harper's got 3 career homers off of the pitcher for the Angels tonight. If you're looking for a Dinger Tuesday wager, make every moment more with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Haven't heard this in a long time.
Well, it's for you.
That's a good song.
Well, actually, I think it's for the rest of us, because you have the faith.
I do.
We're trying to find it.
Even though people don't believe I do, I just, like, listen, man, I'm not one for a whole lot of excuses, man. And that's what they kind of sound like to me. You know what I mean? Making excuses for why people grabbing rebounds and stuff. That's a long explanation.
It's all about
man.
Angles and about shots.
That's a long explanation, though. That's like me going to the hospital and having, like, a procedure. And then the doc explaining in detail what he exactly did. Am I okay? Doc, I don't give a damn about all that. Am I okay? Do I have to come back? That's all I need to know. Like, Doc, am I straight? Am I good? Do I need anything else?
So basically you want rebounds tonight.
I just want that's it. Listen, if you have to punch people in the lips to get rebounds and get them, that's okay. No, that's not okay. I'm just tripping. But still, you got to do what you got to do, man. You got to figure it out.
When this series is over, unless they come back, I am just my image of the series is going to be Josh Hart leaping over everyone for rebounds. Like, dude, he had 17 rebounds in a game. He's 6'4". I don't think the last time I've seen someone have that many rebounds at a game at that size is Charles Barkley. It's insane. He's not supposed to do this. And box him out, whether it be Tobias or Batum or Embiid. Get the rebound tonight. 215-592-9495. All right, back to your phone calls in a second here. And a third clue we'll give you for Hughes Clues. We got to give this one away in this segment. I think this third clue is going to do it. But can we, let's talk about what happened last night out in Los Angeles. So Phillies lose, late night game. I do like late night baseball, and then I feel it the next morning. Now you're a little tired.
Well, I stayed up for that one because that one took a weird turn.
It did.
It took a weird turn.
In the beginning, if they score three in the first, Bohm continues to hit, and it's like they're going to blow the doors off him. They left an opportunity to score more in the first, but he still felt good. Sanchez wasn't very good last night, but he was holding them down, only gave up the run, or in the early innings.
Then you got a balk.
You got a balk for a run, because the disengagement. It was the third
disengagement. He did it like three times, yeah.
You can only throw after twice. You can't throw over again.
Yeah.
And so it was a free run. And it felt like, all right, they're going to win again. And at the same time I'm watching this last night, the Braves were being no hit out in Seattle. So I'm like, all right, we're going to be within a game in first place. And then the bullpen came in. Kirkery allowed the inherited runners. But then the real issue became the next inning. Sir Anthony Dominguez, who we talked about last week, just looks like he's lost. An inning last night, the three hits, the two runs, loses the game. His ERA now is at 9.58. They got a real issue here with Sir Anthony Dominguez. And we said last week they got to start moving him away from the high leverage spots, but it still was a tie game last night. Like, he found his way into a tie game. They have issues here. So now what do they do? John Kruk last night on Sir Anthony and what he thinks they could do here.
I don't know how to fix it. I don't know what I would do, but I 2 years ago it worked for Jose Alvarado, and they sent him out, and they said, work on the cutter, throw the cutter more, and then he figured out a grip on the cutter that it was effective, and he's been a really darn good reliever at the back end of our bullpen for the last 2 years. I don't know if Sir Anthony needs that, but he needs something to get his confidence back, because he still has stuff. The ball's moving. Problem is, it's moving away from where he wants to throw it, and that's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing. So, John Kruk is kind of alluding to the idea, what if they sent him out to the minor leagues, like Jose Alvarado had a few years ago before he came back better.
Yeah, he worked on his stuff, and he got better. I mean, is that an option for Sir Anthony at this point?
So it is and isn't. I think based on his seniority in the major leagues, he'd have to accept the assignment. Like, Johan Rojas. I'm just using him for an example here. I'm not going after you with your guy, Johan. But if the Phillies decided tomorrow they wanted to send Rojas down, he couldn't do anything, right?
He's
got to go. Sir Anthony and any player that's in the league a while, they'd have to accept the assignment. Now, maybe he would. Actually, this morning, Ruben Amaro thought that he might welcome it. Here's Ruben this morning with Cameron Ritchie.
He may invite it because he may be to the point where he's exasperated enough with his own performance that he would say, okay, I will agree to go down.
Does it often happen that a player is asked to go down and he's opposed to the idea?
In that situation, yes. I think for him, if I were him in that situation, I'm still getting paid. I go down, I get the albatross off my back, and I start to throw like I used to throw and gain the confidence back and then come back.
So there's the idea there from Ruben this morning, from John Kruk last night. He'd have to accept an assignment if he went down to the minor leagues. I don't know if they're going to. It's a challenging one, Hugh, because they wanted him to be a big part of this. It's only a month, so you don't want to give up on him. There's another idea here that could avoid all the minor league assignment stuff. How about a phantom injury?
You mean like you do for guys that aren't doing well, just kind of save face a little bit?
Yeah, we shut him down with shoulder fatigue for 2 weeks, and then he's got to work his way back through a rehab assignment in the minor leagues. I mean, teams do this.
I've heard it be done before.
Yeah, it's like a reset almost, and the player would have to be okay with it and kind of in on it, but this happens. Like, shoulder's a little balky. Let's give him 2 weeks. We'll start him back up, rehab assignment, and then he figures it out, and maybe he's back here by July and he's good again.
Yeah, but I will say that would probably help him, but it didn't help last night that after you scored those first three runs, it felt like you got a little bit complacent.
Well, that's true.
You know what I mean? It felt like that was the case, and it just felt like you didn't have to tackle any more runs because the Angels were already on like four-game skid.
Yeah,
so
bad.
It felt like that game was just weird last night, Joe, and I stayed up and watched it, and it was like towards the end. We still had an opportunity to win, but we stranded some runners on base and everything, so it was just a weird night for us.
It was.
It felt like it was one of those things where you just kind of let your foot off the gas pedal just a little bit.
Yeah, and I need Topper to stop using Sir Anthony in spots where the game is tied or it's close. It just he can't pitch those games right now. Last thing on this, back to your phone calls. On a night I watched Mike Trout help the Angels win, stole a base, scored a run late. Yeah. Nick Castellanos 0-for-4. So today's the last day of April. Am I right on that? Tomorrow's May 1st?
Yep.
Castellanos enters the last day of April hitting 173 with a 460 OPS.
Castellanos.
That's unbelievable. You mentioned leaving runners on. Kyle, early in that game, they had Griffin Canning on the ropes. He ran three runs in the first inning, two guys on for Castellanos' first inning. Boom, double play.
Yeah, dude, it was terrible, Canning. I mean, they should have been all over him. I think my biggest issue with last night is it's the Sir Anthony thing for one, but like, where the hell was Matt Strom? Isn't Matt Strom that guy?
Yes, he should be.
I didn't understand like maybe any of the things that Rob Thompson was doing.
It was a weird night.
It was a really weird night for Thompson.
Yeah, it was. Tough night for the Phillies. They lose. Back at it tonight. Turnbull on the mound tonight for the Phillies against the Angels. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. A lot to discuss. And of course, you know what? We need a third clue, Hugh, before we go any further.
Third clue?
We got to give this thing away. Third clue, Hugh's clues for a prize today to go see Brian Regan October 18th at the Miller Theater. What do we got?
Yeah, this one. You should get it with this one because this one's a dead giveaway. This guy starred in a movie with one of Philly's own.
Okay, so we got a TV show with this actor in the 90s. Yeah. Started off as a comedian, and he starred in a movie with one of Philly's own. I mean, I think...
That's a dead giveaway.
That's
right
a good
there.
Clue right there. I mean, that's...
Can I just give out like one little itty-bitty clue?
You want to clue three and a half?
Well, yeah, like some people say now that he favors a gerbil.
He looks like a gerbil.
Some people, as in me. That was my observation.
Yeah, I would say this guy is not aged. He hasn't aged gracefully from his prime. Yeah. He doesn't look quite the same as he did.
I mean,
did in the 90s.
It looks like he's got acorns in those cheeks.
Yeah, he ain't missing no meals.
He's the syndication money from his very popular 90s TV show is coming in.
Successful.
It was a successful show.
Checks on top of checks.
Good for him. I like this guy. Let's go to Ike in South Philly. What's up, Ike?
Yeah, what's up? What's up, Joe? You?
What's going
How
on?
How we
man?
Doing, buddy?
You know, they had wait forever. I already got the answer to you, but I'm going to get with the Joel Embiid situation. I think he know everything he could do. I wish we just had a backup center so when he get rest, they could contribute.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't have that, but I think if we could win the game tonight, I feel good about us winning the game 6 at home. But he just messed up that, like Tobias Harris wasn't really giving us nothing, but he gave us a little bit of nothing in the first half. Then Oubre took over in the second half. But it's just that, well, of course, we just can't get it done. So I don't know.
Well, that's where these games are won, right? I mean, these games have all been close. The one game that was kind of not close was the Sixers win, where they got up 15 or so in the fourth. But if they're gonna win tonight, they gotta be efficient in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but they was if you think about it, they were leading the pace basically the whole game, and they started declining. I don't know what be happening.
I don't either. I mean, it's puzzling what's going on in the fourth quarter. All right, Ike, give us your guess here. Huge clues. Who are we talking about today?
Hey, well, I'm gonna give you a clue. He played in Talking Dirty After Dark, right?
Yeah. Are you giving me clues to my stuff?
Martin Lawrence.
Yes! You hit it, Ike. Good stuff,
yeah,
man.
Good stuff.
You win the tickets there. Good for you. Pair of tickets. See comedian Brian Regan October 18th at the Miller Theater in Philadelphia. Tickets go on sale 10 a.m. Friday, May 3rd at Ticketmaster.com. Yes, Martin, a very popular 90s TV show.
Very, very popular.
Never heard of it, but for everyone out there, Google Martin Lawrence, current. Do themselves a favor and get back to me if you think it looks like a gerbil.
See, your lack of respect for Martin and the run it had on TV is appalling. Martin,
it doesn't deserve any respect.
No, it does.
I've ever heard of it, then maybe we
Martin
consider
was
it popular.
Very, very popular show.
Martin was on the Thursday night lineup on Fox. Okay, Thursday night was the night in TV in the 90s. You had to be there to experience.
I'm just saying,
there was nothing else to do. There's nothing else to watch. We watched TV.
Doesn't popularity like encompass people knowing about it?
Well, I think most of our listeners today, when we said Martin, remember the TV show.
I'm just saying, it can't be that popular.
Hugh, can you help me here?
No, it was very, very popular. It's just that Kyle's too young. He's one of them young Thunder.
I'm also very stubborn.
Very,
I'm
very
dug
very
in on this,
so.
And I refuse to relent. Martin, not a very popular show.
All right, well, if you were put on the Thursday night lineup and had to go against the behemoths on NBC, you had to be pretty darn good, and Martin was good. Derek is up next. What's up, Derek?
Damn, I was one call too late. I've been on hold for 2 hours waiting to see Martin.
Oh, you had Martin? I'm not surprised.
It's all good. It's all good. Listen, real quick, it's not an excuse or nothing like that. Listen, basketball, right? Name a center, right? You can go with Shaq. You go with all the great centers. None of the great centers you can name, like, led their team to a championship, right? You have to have other people around you because down the stretch, it is so easy to take a big man out of the game, right? Shaq, you sit up there and pretend like he was this, that, and the third. Yeah, he was dominant, but who was closing out them games? That's where Kobe, like, became Kobe. Like, when the game gets close down the stretch, you got to have somebody out there. Like, Joel Embiid's not creating those shots for other people. He's not creating really no shots for himself. He's a one-dimensional player. You've got to have a closer. Michael Jordan was a closer, right?
Derek, I agree with you on this. I agree with you.
No, I mean, I hear
I
what you're saying.
Have that belief. I don't have that belief in this team because of those reasons. Like, I mean, Embiid, he does it to himself by talking and saying this and saying that. Like, even on the rebounding part, the Knicks won what? Their main offense is high screen and roll, right?
Yes.
They do it at least three or four times in a 20-minute shot clock just until they get the switch that they want. And most times you see Embiid, you know, guarding Brunson. He's shooting a three. And then Embiid is nowhere near the rebound, right? And then you got Oubre and everyone else, Kyle Lowry, Maxey. They just ball watching. You understand what I'm saying? So with the 16 right here, they got to build up for one, right? And for two, they got to play tougher. They don't want it, right? We can blame Embiid all we want, but the Sixers don't want it as a whole.
Derry, I agree.
And you know what?
Can I ask you a question before y'all cut me, though?
Mm-hmm. What you got, man?
I asked John Mitchie this morning. Yesterday when y'all was talking about the bull, what's his name? Jalix, the guy that got drafted?
Jalix, the defensive end.
So, I'm looking at it like these guys waiting to get drafted and all that, right, and with their families and all that. And then the coaches is calling them. They got a million people there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They can barely hear what's going on. So I'm just like, take it for you. Like, did somebody call you when you was at a draft party and you couldn't hear them and all that kind of stuff?
I
was kind of like rolling your moment a little bit.
I was at my agent's house and it was kind of subdued. It was like, you know, it was him. Because nobody knew I was going to get drafted. So it wasn't like no big hoopla. And when I got drafted, I heard every word that was said to me because there was nobody there.
Did you not think you were first rounder?
I didn't know. I wasn't expecting to be. And I remember, like I always say, when they called and they asked me, did I want to be a Jet? I almost said no. But I was like, boy, like, you know how that, you ever said that we would say, take the money, fool, take the money. Yeah, I was like,
imagine if they had the social media video calls then as the Jets GM calls you. You want to be a Jet?
Joe, I almost said no. Because being from the Midwest and being drafted, going to New York, like when I went to New York was different. 42nd Street don't look like 42nd Street look now. It was different. So, yeah, I did not want to go.
Derek, good phone call. I mean, that's an interesting point he made about the kind of ruins the kid's moment because you can't watch it on TV, right? But depending on when the phone call comes in and everyone erupts, maybe you miss them actually saying your name on TV a little bit. It's a different kind of excitement.
It's different
if they know who you are.
Yeah, I mean, it's different, I guess.
They don't know who he is.
But I remember watching it, and I was just like, for real? I'm going to New York? Because, like I said, I thought I was going to maybe a chance to go to Detroit. Who knows?
The other thing that's so different is if the same Hugh Douglas, same profile, same player was in this draft, you would know you were first round. You would probably have searched your name and mock drafts online.
Man.
Then there was none of that.
You know what's funny? I remember seeing certain things that were being said in print. But, yeah, to your point, it's different now, and you hear a lot of things. But even then, I was never one to feel like I was probably going to be a first round. I went to Central State. If anybody's ever seen my school, if you go down 42 and if you're driving too fast, you'll miss it. You'll miss my – it's that small. So I just never thought that way.
So Derek mentioned there the Sixers, you know, it's difficult to rely on Joel late in the game because he's not a closer. He's a big man. Someone's got to kind of initiate the offense through him. So two things hit me. One, we hope Maxey continues to grow into being a guy that closes playoff games. And he could. He's obviously had a tremendous season. But, you know, if I tell you right now that there's a player that's set to be a free agent that just averaged 25.7 points a game, that just averaged 8.3 assists per game, can handle the basketball, can run an offense, just shot 41% from three. What would you say to that kind of player, Hugh? That sounds like a guy that could maybe close the game,
it
right?
It feels like it.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's name's LeBron James, and he's set to be a free agent. I know we're not ready to have this conversation quite yet because the Sixers are still alive and not eliminated yet. I'm just saying that if we think the issue is we need a closer here, I got a free agent about to be 25.7 points a game, Kyle, 41% from three.
Man, they're not going to
let him. Okay, 8.3 assists per game, just ready to be a free agent. And there's your closer. There it is.
He's a complete joke at this point.
Well, that's not true.
I can't guess. He got a charity win against the Nuggets, and that saved them from getting swept.
His team got smoked by the best player in the league.
But I thought LeBron James. LeBron James, he can carry basketball teams. LeBron James is not going to come here and be a three. He's not even going to come here and be a two.
Good. I want him as the one.
Joe, he's going to be 40 years old.
And look at the way he's still playing.
Oh man.
This reminds me, he's amazing.
He's getting swept out of the first round.
This is the same thing I heard.
This is the first time in a long time. It was like, no KD, no Steph.
I know.
I would rather bring back Tobias Harris.
Dump that. Dump it.
I'm not dumping
it. Dump it.
It's true.
This is the same nonsense that was said when Tom Brady left New England. Old, cooked. He lost to the Titans in the first round. And then look what happened.
The Sixers are better off doing literally nothing this offseason than bringing in LeBron James.
Okay, when they go out in five to the Knicks, we'll rediscuss this whole thing. That you wouldn't rather LeBron James. Yes, they need him. And I would love him here. Black Gritty's up next. What's up, Black Gritty?
Black Gritty!
Don't you Black Gritty me, Hugh. I'm going to get to you in a second. I mean, come on. First of all, Quinn Jett, I'm living on a Quinnometer now of rage. It's just how mad I'm going to be. This dude just be crumping every day. Martin is Black Seinfeld. 99.9% of Black people know what Martin is, and like 20% of them know what Seinfeld is.
I didn't want to hit him with that true.
And the exact opposite for Seinfeld. I've seen a lot of Seinfeld, but I've missed a lot of episodes. I saw my daughter, educated her on Martin. She went to school, started telling the jokes, people were laughing. They're like, oh, you never saw Martin? Now half of her grade, the junior girls, are all watching Martin, reliving some comedy, and living up to this. Still funny to this day.
What does it say about me? What does it say about me that I liked Seinfeld and Martin when I was a kid?
Oh, that's what I'm about to give you finally credit for. This show has saved your life, credibility, and style. Because you used to be a horrible trash man that night alone. Leave you to your own devices, boy, you be thinking shit. But put you between positive you and negative Nelly, and now you become the voice of reason. I can't stand it because, you know, I usually only like it. But having to agree with you so much, I had a whole Black History Month and having to love you over you. Now, Hugh, back to you. I can't even tweet live my life without your little funky positivity and you talking about negativity. I've been stabbed in the chest year after year with the same blade. It's like Game of Thrones. I'm the Night King. I know I'm going to die, but I keep trying to go against these people. And everything I do, I die. And Hugh's out here, well, you know you got to.
I got to sound like Goofy, though?
Put on my shorts and my Philly pants. I tell you what, you got to be nice. Shut up, Hugh.
I feel attacked.
And for everybody who loves to call after me and say, people don't know to get them most. Yes, I get them most. It's Philadelphia. It's Philadelphia. It's ride or die. It's 4-4. It's 5-5. And I'm overweight. I'm risking my life loving this team. You know how harder than I had a heart attack yet? I'm on medication, Hugh. But your positivity is killing me. Like I said, I hate having to deal with Joe Giglio and agree with him. Watch yourself, Quinja. They better win tonight. They better win the series. But you know what's going to happen? They're not, and I'm going to cry about it. And Hugh, you better be negative, just like you do on the internet sometimes. I want you.
I've been trying to work on my negative. Listen, Black Gritty, I've been wearing lavender. I feel better. Like the lavender is calming. It's very, very calming.
Last thing I'm going to say to you about this, okay? You and me going to have to put on some suits and slap box because you get real Joe the camera like it. Next thing I know, you got a bubble bath, lavender.
No, it's not that.
It does sound like something.
First of all,
with your dog to get kicked, you got to lose your car.
First of all, you got to lose your car. Not taking no bubble baths.
I will rock
with the lavender, though.
Hey, let's go get this chicken, brother. Get back on the train.
There we go.
To go get the chicken.
I'm telling you, he's onto something there. The lavender does seem like something the camera would throw in the bath.
No, I'm not throwing it in the bath. It's like a cologne. It's like a lavender smell.
So wait a second. So you when you say you're wearing the lavender, because we have this thing where we put it like in the dryer sheets, and then even in the washing machine, so the clothes come out smelling like lavender. Yeah. I like that. But you're wearing lavender?
No, I bought like, cause I wear oils. I don't wear like, you know, I don't wear like cologne, traditional cologne. I wear the oils, like,
so
you
it's
know,
lavender
oils.
Cologne.
It's like lavender oil, yeah. And I just put it on, man, and it's just calming. It just, you know.
Yeah, well,
just,
when you say oils, is it kind of like a spray bottle? Like
no,
a
it's like a, it's like an oil. It's like an oil.
You know who
like,
else loves lavender, Hugh?
Who?
My girlfriend.
That's fine.
My wife likes it. Yeah.
Y'all. That is not discouraging. Neither one of you guys are discouraging me from wearing lavender because women like the way that lavender smells. And I feel like me wearing lavender, like when I wake up in the morning and I put my lavender smells on, it's just, and I drink my mushroom coffee, It's just so common.
You have changed, man.
I am you not are. Changing.
This guy, this guy destroyed Sean King in a playoff game.
No, I'm just saying.
He's got lavender.
It's just that. It's common. And I just feel like as dark as it looks now, I just feel good about this team.
You know what we need tonight? It's very simple, everyone. Some lavender and some rebounds. And we got ourselves a series.
Lavender's calming.
215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls. You got to hear what Jeremiah Trotter Sr. said yesterday on the afternoon show. And then we'll let you hear the A.J. Brown press conference live on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.